KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:24, and it is time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, and our showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
The scariest part of October is holiday shopping is right around the corner. Don't let purchasing gifts be too spooky. ESFCU has several credit card products, including a cash back option to fit your shopping needs. Text or call them today, 620-342-2336. Your local credit union is federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
And welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good. Good to have you in studio here again.
Happy to be here. Beautiful fall morning.
It is gorgeous out there, and we're going to be talking with Josh Pavlik up at Emporia High School. He's an art teacher and department chair about something coming up, an exciting opportunity, participating in the Kansas Association of School Boards District Convention. That is exciting stuff, so we're looking forward to hearing all about that with some students here.
Absolutely. So it's a statewide event. So we have board members and superintendents from all across the state that come and attend this annual event. So we will definitely be highlighting our students and the art department at the high school.
When Allison is with us here for the showcase on a monthly basis, we have a lot of hashtag Emporia Proud moments to share, and certainly is the case again this month.
Absolutely. We'll dive right in. The Emporia High School Student Council will host our Fall Blood Drive on Thursday, October 24th from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. in the JV Gym. To sign up, visit the Red Cross website at redcrossblood.org. It's also an opportunity to see the improvements we've made on our gym. So if you haven't seen those two gyms, we've gotten them repainted and our floors look really nice. The annual clothing drive sponsored by our Student and Family Resource Office is collecting donations. The community is encouraged to bring new or gently used children's clothing items to the collection boxes at the Flint Hills Mall entrance by the movie theater through October 27th. Currently, we have a need for extra large girls' and boys' clothes. If you have questions, you can contact our Community Relations Office at 341-2200. We want to do a great big shout-out to and congratulations to our Emporia Middle School 6th graders. On October 10th, they completed the 11th annual walkathon, raising $21,403.96.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Money raised by the students was donated to five community organizations, which included Camp Alexander, the Baby Closet, Friends of Emporia Animal Shelter, Emporia Municipal Band, and the Junior Spartan Stop. Since the walkathon began, EMS 6th graders have raised over $132,800.
Yikes.
That's a small house.
That is a significant amount of money right there.
It is.
Yeah.
And the students choose which areas will get the donations, so we appreciate all their work on that. October is National Principals Month and honors principals for their significant impact on the success and well-being of our students. Join us as we celebrate all of our principals throughout October. While we celebrate educators throughout the year, we want to thank our amazing principals of Emporia Public Schools for their support of staff, students, and families. National School Bus Safety Week is next week, October 21st and 25th. Through 25th. Thank you to all of our amazing bus drivers and transportation staff for all they do to keep our students safe while they are on the bus traveling to and from school and activities and to their home.
They stay busy, don't they?
They are very, very busy.
Yeah.
Tonight we begin our fall parent-teacher conferences, which will continue on Wednesday evening and Thursday morning. All parents and guardians are encouraged to attend. If you have any questions about the schedule or conference times, please contact your student's school. With conferences being held this week, students will have Thursday and Friday off from school. We hope they enjoy their break and look forward to everyone returning on Monday, October 25th.
Now, I'm going to throw this
at
you here.
October 21st.
21st. Excuse
me. We'll give them an
extra
vacation.
Excuse me for butting in, Allison, but you mentioned there's no school Thursday or Friday.
That's correct.
This week. But kids can still get lunches, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Let me check with Lindell on the exact plan
I'm
for that.
I'm sorry I threw that at
no,
you.
No. That's important information. So we'll do some checking, and then we'll follow up at the end.
And the reason I ask that is because we have Riverside Elementary. They are doing our school lunch menus here for the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
And they actually had menu items for Thursday and Friday, which were off days.
Sure.
But there's still a menu, so I'm assuming that's what will be provided for the lunches on Thursday and Friday.
Okay, and you know, Lindell is actually at the high school, so Lindell is saying yes at Walnut, but we're going to have him provide some other details while he's at the high school with Josh and the students, Mr. Pavlik and the students, and so he can say, because what we've done in the past is that they might pick up multiple meals at the same time.
Okay.
So we'll just have him give those details here in a few minutes.
Looking forward to that. So we'll bring Lindell into this conversation briefly, in just a couple of moments.
Yeah.
And you're not done yet.
Oh, heck no. So constantly... Construction at William Ellen White Elementary is progressing steadily, with approximately 66% of the project complete. Current work includes ongoing installation of the brick facade, as well as flooring throughout the building. Acoustical panels have been installed in the new music room, enhancing sound quality for future use. The epoxy work in the new kitchen has been completed, and the kitchen equipment installation will begin soon. Looking ahead, preparations are underway for work inside the existing school over the upcoming winter break.
The winter break, the upcoming winter break, which will be here before we know it.
Wow,
yes.
Gosh. Got to get that planning in, though.
And I would be totally remiss. I'd be Ron remiss if I didn't mention and thank USD 253 and the schools that are participating in KVOE's annual Drive for Food, which is this Thursday. Day after tomorrow.
Well, we are participating. We're excited about that. And thank you for doing that, because it benefits not only Salvation Army, but our Spartan
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very important.
You mentioned the clothing drive. Heather Wagner does a great
yes.
job with Spartan Stop and that clothing drive as well. So help out. Still time to get your addresses in for our Drive for Food coming up on Thursday. Join the Emporia School District. As Chuck mentioned, his kids have been... basically stealing food out of the house to bring into school to me.
I have hoarders anyway, so it's kind of hard to tell where it went. But I have good faith that they're going to wind up getting that to Emporia Middle School and also to Walnut Elementary here in the next 48 hours.
You know it's going to a good place, though, right?
Yep, exactly.
But not ice cream, right, Chuck?
We'll talk about that
later.
That's
not going to last.
It's not going to be ice cream. Nope, it'll be some other good stuff, though.
Well, great to hear those hashtag Emporia Proud moments with Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent, USD 253. And now let's head out to Emporia High School. And we're going to be joined by Mr. Josh Pavlik, who's an art teacher and department chair at Emporia High School. Josh, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you, Ron?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. And also, as Allison alluded to, Lindell Angren, who heads community relations for USD 253, is with us too. Lindell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us this morning.
So what's the food situation here for this Thursday, Friday?
Well, this week, with no school being on Thursday and Friday, our food service team has meals available at Walnut Elementary. They can pick up breakfast from 8 to 9 o'clock, and then at lunch they can pick up from 11:30 to 1. That's all students, anybody ages 1 to 18 can pick up those free meals at Walnut. And Thursday is Crispitos, which I know is always really popular. And Friday is chicken patty on a bun. So, and that's also on our website and our Facebook pages. So if you want to check that menu out later, you can do that as well. But Walnut Elementary this Thursday and Friday, 8 to 9 for breakfast and 11:30 to 1 for lunch.
I have to tell you, Lindell, if we ever have an opening to deliver the school lunch menus, I'm going to call on you, my friend.
All right, I'm there for you.
I appreciate that. Well, Josh, let's bring Josh Pavlik back in, our teacher and department chair at Emporia High School, as five Emporia High art students will be joining us here momentarily. They'll be talking about an opportunity to participate in the Kansas Association of School Boards District Convention. Students will also be sharing about the pieces they will be presenting and what they'll be demonstrating. So, Josh, let's talk about the district showcase, what it means for the art department to be accepted to participate here.
Well, it's a great honor to even be considered. Ms. Harder came to me a couple months ago, suggested that we put our name out there, and I bought in right away. I think it's a great way to highlight our department, and the wonderful things we do here at Emporia High School. And I'm just happy that she came up with the idea and that they support us there at KBSB. And we're looking forward to showing them what we do here at Emporia High.
Obviously, if you're an arch, you've got a few creative bones in your body. How do you, as a teacher, I guess, encourage creativity and maybe individual expression in your classes? And does the district showcase at KASB have a specific theme to it?
Well, of course, it always starts with the students and the students' ideas, and then we springboard from there. You know, I try not to tell the kids what to do or give them too many ideas. I like for them to think for themselves, come up with some brainstorming ideas, and then maybe we think about what would be most successful. Maybe change a few things or add a few things or subtract a few things and then go from there. But, you know, it all starts with the student's idea, and then I help them and the other art teachers help them make that into an individual work of art that they could be proud of. And So, basically, we just encourage them to be themselves and to be interested in the things they're interested in and to create art based off of those needs.
Josh, any upcoming projects or exhibitions the community can look forward to from the EHI Art Department?
Sure. Well, the Emporia Fine Arts Club just did Chalk Fest, and that was really fun. I'm really glad that Emporia Arts Council finally brought that back, because that's such a good thing for the community, and we had a good time doing it. Our president, Chloe Longberry, will be talking with you guys here in just a minute. She's here in the room with me. And then Ava Karcher, she's also in the room. She has a work down at Trox Gallery right now for their self-portrait show, her and another student. So if you wanted to see that, it's on display. And then as Ms. Hart already said, parent-teacher conferences are tonight from 4 o'clock to 7:30 at Emporia High School today and tomorrow, and then Thursday morning, 7:30 to 10:30. And we have a lot of good, interesting, creative pieces in the art display case right now. So if you're a parent or a grandparent or a guardian, come out and see that work. We'd love to have you here at Emporia High, meet you for parent-teacher conferences, and then you could see some of the work there. And then the Emporia High Art Show is April 17th, 5:30 to 7. I know that seems like a long way away, but we're already getting prepared for that. And, you know, that's open to the community. Everybody's invited to come to that, and that's in our Emporia High Library every year.
So, yes, in answer to that question, there is plenty of stuff happening
at
the Emporia Art Department.
We're pretty busy, and Lindell's been really good about putting stuff on social media and highlighting things, too, about, you know, Chalk Fest and our new Fine Arts Club president, Chloe Longberry's got a lot of really good ideas about how to get art in the community. So, yeah, we're busy people.
Indeed. Well, Josh, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Let's bring in now the students here. Hope East is a senior at Emporia High. Hope, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Well. Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. We'll talk about what it means for, you know, you to be able to participate in this KASB District Showcase.
It's such a great opportunity for me and for my friends. I am planning on becoming an art teacher, so putting myself out there and talking about these things is a great way for me to find that.
Yeah.
Hope, how do you, I guess maybe process, or maybe that's the wrong question to ask, but talk a little bit about your process and what you're going to be demonstrating here at the showcase.
So a lot of my process starts with, like, a sketch, finding out what I want to create, and then I get it approved through Pavlik and any other teachers that I have. Then I find out what I want to use for the piece and how I want to go about doing that, and then for the demonstration, I will be doing watercolor, and I will be showing how to do comic paneling, which is really exciting.
Okay, what got you interested in comic paneling? That just kind of screams a question there.
So I made a piece for Mr. Pavlik, and it was about what if he was a vampire, and it was really cool, and he enjoyed it a lot. And he said, "Hey, why don't you exhibit that, demonstrate how it works and how you go about doing that for the demonstration."
Okay, I got to bring Pavlik back in, because was what Hope came up with, was it accurate?
Contrary to the rumors you've heard, I am not a vampire.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Just in time for Halloween.
Officially, yeah.
Right.
There it is. All right, well, thanks.
Go on air saying I'm not a vampire.
Well, Hope, thank you.
But her comic is really creative and really well done, and we can hardly wait to showcase that and show it off to some people. So, again, Hope started with that idea, and then just kind of went from her creativity into a legitimate work of art that everybody can enjoy.
Well, Hope, thank you. Appreciate your good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, Hope East, a senior at E-High. Chloe Longberry is with us. Chloe is a junior out at Emporia High School. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So how does it feel to be representing E-High at the district showcase?
It is a really big opportunity, and I'm glad to be doing it as a junior, so maybe next year. If it happens again, I can do it twice.
What is your favorite medium to work with, Chloe, and kind of drew you to that medium or maybe a couple of different mediums?
I haven't come to a favorite. I've been exploring many different ones since I've moved here. And right now, I guess I do have a favorite, and that's glass blowing.
Well, what will you be displaying at the showcase?
I'm hoping to bring a few glass pieces, 2D projects. I have a jewelry and metals piece that I'm bringing, and then a ceramic sculpture piece as well.
What's been the most maybe challenging or maybe most rewarding piece that you've worked on during your time with Emporia High Art?
I would say it's probably my ceramic glass. My ceramic piece that I'm bringing. It started out pretty simple, and working, it got more complex. And I've come across a few bumps in the road where I'm having to change it a bit, but I still really love the piece, and it's made me change a lot.
Well, Chloe, keep up the great work, and good luck at the district showcase.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time here this morning. Let's bring in Kaylee Tran, who is a sophomore at Emporia High School. Kaylee, good morning. How are you?
Hello, I'm feeling kind of nervous, but I'm also excited.
Well, it's good to have you here. Thanks for taking some time to join us. And let's ask you, too, how's it feel to represent Emporia High at the KASB District Showcase?
Well, for starters, I feel really honored. Again, I'm so excited to be representing my school.
That's cool. What are you planning to take with you here to the KASB showcase, and why did you pick those?
Well, since I'm a sophomore, I suppose I don't have a lot of art pieces to show, but the ones that I'm showing are significant to showing what my background is and my interests.
What are your favorite mediums to work with at this point in time, or are you still kind of maybe working on some, I like this for this particular maybe focus, or maybe I like this maybe for something else?
I think right now I really like drawing digitally.
How do you wind up doing that? Let me ask you, because that's one thing that I have not seen happen before. I'm pretty sure there are some projects that are out there, but for those of us who are not inclined, how do you do that?
Well, my dad has this iPad, and it comes with a pen, and it also came with the software called Procreate, and basically you just draw on it.
That's easy enough.
Yeah, sounds simple enough, huh? I bet it's not that simple, though. You made it sound simple.
Yep.
Well, Kaylee, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck at the showcase.
Thank you.
Have a good day. That's Kaylee Tran, a sophomore at Emporia High School. Let's bring in Ava Karcher, a senior at E-High. Ava, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Glad you could take some time to join us here this morning. So how does it feel for you to be representing E-High at the district showcase?
It's really exciting. I haven't really been to something like that of this kind of like magnitude. But it's just really exciting because I'll get to see other schools as well and see how their program works, and also just seeing the kind of ideas other people come up with.
Speaking of that, how do you get inspired by other work here by your fellow high school students leading into the showcase?
Everybody has their own different ways they look at a certain subject, and so it's interesting to see like the emotion somebody might have felt whenever they put that in their artwork, or whatever their focus was whenever they thought of that topic. And so it just creates a really interesting way of seeing how different people think. And maybe you focused on something of this aspect, but somebody else might have focused on something else. And so that might have brought your, like, you might have focused on that now, because now you are more focused on it because that person brought it up.
So, Ava, what will you be demonstrating, and what are some of the specific pieces you'll be bringing to the showcase?
I've got some 2D projects pieces I have in mind, specifically probably the one that's at the Trox Gallery on display right now. And then I also have a ceramics piece that I made my sophomore year that I think is really interesting, and I just want to bring it. But also I've got some jewelry and metal pieces that I've dabbed in that I think would be fun to bring to the showcase.
Sounds good. Well, really appreciate your time with us, and best of luck here with the showcase coming up.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Ava.
Okay, and now let's, I believe we'll bring in Dexter Lingenfelter with us. Dexter, how are you today?
I'm good today.
Good, good, good. So what has you excited here about the KASB District Showcase and your participation in that?
Well, I'm real excited to go there and see stuff. It's pretty cool.
What do you think is going to be the most cool thing that you'll see? Let me ask you that.
Probably all the different artworks there.
So what do you plan on bringing and presenting, Dexter?
I got like 3 paintings, I think, and probably a couple of drawings too.
What drew you to those pieces of art to display?
Really all I have.
That'll do it.
Yeah, enough said.
What inspires you with your
Dexter's
art?
Dexter's in my advanced class right now, and what we do is we bring in taxidermied animals from the science department, and I have my students draw those, and he's going to be bringing a couple of those pieces to highlight. So it's kind of a multi-departmental work that we do. Mr. Irby's always been kind enough to let us borrow that stuff, and Dexter's got some really well-crafted and a very creative piece, too, based off of those birds.
Good.
Cool deal. What inspires you, Dexter?
Probably all the other artwork that I see around, and like the artwork in the display case is really cool, too.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Do you have a favorite medium to work with? It sounds like painting is your thing, but is there like watercolors or oils or anything like that, or still kind of tweaking on that?
I really like colored pencils, but I also do like painting.
Well, Dexter, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck at the KASB Showcase.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. We'd like to thank all of our guests this morning. Great job out there at Emporia High School. Josh Pavlik, our teacher and department chair at Emporia High School. Josh, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. And thanks to Hope East, Chloe Longberry, Kaylee Tran, Ava Karcher, Dexter Lingenfelter, and, of course, USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, and can't forget Lindell Langren out there too.
Absolutely, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. Great job as always. Yeah, thanks, Lindell. Appreciate it, and always good to have you up here. And we'll look forward to having you back next month for another Emporia Showcase.
Sounds great.
Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent USD 253, with this month's Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. It's 848.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Harris is heading to Michigan today, and former President Trump will be in Georgia after they both rallied supporters in Pennsylvania last night.